Did the Kansas City Chiefs just lay out a template for the Texans' potential future plans when it comes to a new stadium? We'll get to that here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow, in for Reggie this week, and sitting in alongside the regular fellas, John Lopez and Figgy Fig on the other side of the glass. You can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610 on the text line. So the Chiefs got an extension to decide on how they would like to proceed with their stadium situation, whether that's a renovation or potentially a new stadium. Do you think this has, as I said in the tease, provided some sort of template here for what the Texans may do with their situation?
Yeah, I don't think I don't see any way that it doesn't. And, you know, the Chiefs, clearly, what an amazing stadium it is. If you've never been, it is truly one of the best in the NFL, but rough around the edges, you know. Nowadays, now I believe they had a renovation 2010-ish, maybe somewhere in there, that kind of fixed some things up. But this is where it kind of made me think about the Texans. So they got an extension yesterday afternoon, I believe, on two options for proceeding with the new stadium, with a new stadium in Kansas or a renovated Arrowhead. So the renovation, the option that they have for the renovation is $1.15 billion. That's just to renovate Arrowhead. And that includes bonds that, you know, obviously the public is going to pay up to 50% of the costs and $50 million in tax credits. So that's if they stay there. $1.15 billion, 50% bonds, $50 million in tax credits. How can the Texans not be starting there for a renovation? Like, that's the baseline, right? And this is not to pass judgment. I would do the same damn thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it works, you know, when you're renovating a stadium. But here's where it gets interesting, to me anyway. So I don't think the Chiefs are ever going to move from Arrowhead, but a lot of things that I didn't think happen when it comes to stadiums and paying for them have happened. So I don't think so, but we'll see. Now, here's the other thing. Kansas countered that offer for the renovation because they want the stadium in Kansas, you know, right over the border, with what they call star bonds covering up to 70% of the new stadium's cost.
Goodness gracious.
70% of the cost Kansas is going to foot. Again, their taxes, their bonds, et cetera. Buckle up. I mean, buckle up, because we've already said, you know, they're fast tracking this whole new event center or whatever you want to call it that the Texans, we know that, the entertainment facility, the new training facility, their offices, they've already kind of fast-tracked that. And they mentioned, I guess, was it Sugarland and Pearland and Katy?
Yeah, I heard Katy, Pearland, the Woodlands.
Maybe it was the Woodlands, yeah. Sugarland. It was the Woodlands, Katy, and Pearland. Like, they're going to have to offer at least 70% like the Chiefs did. You know, like Kansas did for the Chiefs, in order to bring that stuff up there.
When if Lay Charles decided to jump in here? Like, we offer 80%, 90%.
Yeah.
So that's the baseline. And so what I'm getting at is, let's not be too surprised if that 70% gets really attractive to the Texans and they move the whole damn thing out there. You know, the stadium, everything. Are we ready to have a suburban stadium?
I wouldn't prefer it. But yeah, it might happen, especially if it's the right deal. And that's how this, you know, that's how usually this stuff works. Obviously, I know this the stadium talk might bring up some old wounds from 30 years ago. But I remember, like, I grew up in Connecticut, and when the Patriots built their stadium now, Connecticut offered to pay 100% of the stadium if you move to Connecticut. And Robert Kraft supposedly, you know, they were going to do the deal. We were on the waiting list for season tickets. And then, you know, Massachusetts swooped in and said, no, we'll pony up the money. You stay here. And they got the new stadium. So anyways, yeah, I mean, it's that hardball approach. And I wouldn't be surprised if with the Chiefs too, with that, you use that negotiation as you laid out, like, hey, Kansas is offering 70%. You better up it, or we're going to move. And even if you're not going to move, like, Robert Kraft was never going to leave, but you get the deal. Yeah, it becomes that whole negotiation. And for the Texans, certainly, like you said, I mean, this is the baseline. The Chiefs are doing this. Why can't we get a similar deal?
Yeah, and then here's the other part that I think really makes it more attractive for the Texans. And again, just to emphasize, I would much rather the stadium be here.
Yeah, me too.
I would much
rather in the
city. Yeah, somewhere in the city. Yeah, I would much rather, you know, they not move, but I get it. They are. But what makes it more attractive for the Texans is they would have control. Right now, they can't even get the plumbing worked on without going through the county, and so they would have more control. So if, let's say, just as an example, Katie. Sorry, Katie, people. I know traffic's a mess out there. But let's say Katie says, you see what they're doing over in Kansas City, in Kansas? We'll give you 70% for the whole shebang. We'll give you 70% for the entertainment, the training, and the new stadium. Howard, and control. You know, the Texans actually have a say in everything, that, you know, involved with the stadium. How would you – I wouldn't say no. I mean, I'll definitely
be listening.
Yeah, I want the stadium here, but I wouldn't say no.
No.
You know?
Yeah, so if they keep it here – will the city still have control of it?
The county?
Will they still have control of it?
Maybe that's negotiable. You know, maybe they can say, hey, we want to, you know, we'll stay here.
We'll stay here, but we need control of it.
But keep in mind, that lease goes through, what, 2030 something? Mm-hmm. Something like that. I think it's 2032, if I'm remembering that right. But they could rip that up, you know, and maybe have more control here. But they're still already planning on their facilities and everything, the entertainment district and all that. And I've said this before. If you're going to have this massive entertainment district that you have control of, that you have your, you know, restaurants and event centers and concert venues and, you know, game day stuff, why would you not want a stadium there to for 17 more dates, or not 17, let's say 10, 11 more dates, you know, to have 80,000 people out there?
Yeah, for sure.
Why would you not?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's becoming the big thing with all these stadiums. I mean, that's what all these teams are after. And you were right, by the way, it expires in 2032.
Yeah, I thought that was
the lease. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hypothetically speaking, say the Chiefs do build a new stadium and they don't just renovate and forget like the whole, the deal they get with the money and all that sort of stuff. Just simply new stadium, whatever the finances are, they build a new stadium. Do you think that would have any impact on kind of like a keeping up with the Joneses, where we always see in the NFL, whenever one team builds a new stadium, you know, the Vikings had the great new stadium, or I guess the Cowboys were first, then the Vikings, you know, and then the Falcons.
Yeah.
Do you think that, say the Chiefs, if they were to build a new stadium, would that drive the Texans to then want a new stadium themselves as opposed to just renovating?
I personally, and I don't know this from any sourcing or anything, it's just my gut feeling, I think they already want a new stadium. Mm. I think everything you've just laid out, whether it's, you know, Dallas or whatever they call it, Frisco or not, Arlington or Atlanta or Denver. Didn't Denver build a bunch of stuff out there around their facility?
Cleveland.
I think they already want a new stadium, just me personally. So if they can come in, again, just using Katie as an example, hey, we'll match what they're doing. We'll do 70%. That's millions, if not billions of dollars they can save.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the new stadium's going to be, what, $6
billion? Yeah.
Something like that.
And they brought that new president in. They ain't bring him in just to renovate.
No, they brought him in for this.
Yeah.
They brought him in specifically for this.
Yeah, and I think regardless of what we want, or what we think is best, a lot of times with these things, it just comes down to the best deal. So, as you said, right, if that's Katie or somewhere else, whatever comes in with that best offer, it's hard to turn that down. It's hard to say no, even if you have to move outside of the city a little bit or actually change locations instead of staying where you currently are, renovating or finding somewhere downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So, it usually just comes down to that.
Buckle up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I think this is going to get very, very interesting very, very quickly. I think... You know, they are fast tracking the new entertainment facility and training facility. They are. We might hear about something on those lines before training camp is over. You know, I think it's that fast. And if that happens, I don't think the stadium is very far behind because they're going to put the screws to the county here.
Yeah, and plus you see other teams moving forward.
Yeah.
So that ain't making it any better for the county or the city or whatever. So they looking at these other teams. And yeah, I think it's gonna move quicker than we think.
I do too.
Just out of curiosity, I'm putting you on the spot here. Did you know how long the extension is for Kansas City? You might have referenced it earlier.
I do not know the exact. You're talking about if they stay in Arrowhead.
Yeah, like that. The extension they got yesterday for. I'm just curious, like when this might all come to a head here.
I do have it here somewhere. But I didn't write it down exactly how long but they did get an extension.
Yeah.
To make that decision.
Because I'm curious if that then speeds it. You know, if that process is sped up, then it'll speed things up. I'm just curious their timeline in Kansas City. But it's interesting. 832 said they should move the stadium to the west part of Katy. 832 says bring it to Bridgeland, Texas.
Bridgeland. Let's go. Now that's a hike. That would be a hike for me personally.
Move it out there to Beaumont. Yeah. They pay like 100%.
What is pretty cool is, you know, people in Katy are like, yeah, I'd go to a lot more games if it's out here.
You also got some people in Katy like, no.
No way.
It is crowded already.
No way.
Yeah, as 832, another 832 said, buckle up, Buttercup. Yeah, this could get really interesting. Mm-hmm. By the way, I do like, just off topic, this 281 saying, question of the day, what would you spend $4.3 million on, going back to the Deshaun Watson wedding rings?
If I had $230 million like him,
yeah,
well, that'd be at least a baseline for a house, not a ring.
No, not a ring.
No, it's 100% a house.
Yeah, not a ring. That's a ring.
And that's a lot of money for a house to be. I guess it depends where you at.
Yeah.
Like if you in over here in West University, then you'll go past a little $4.3 million house, man.
Yeah.
Getting ripped off.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if I had that money, I'm that type of person. It would be hard for me to like sign over a check for $4.3 million, even if I could spend it. Like,
yeah,
that's a lot of money.
I would have to have a big ass ranch,
yeah,
a couple
something
acres
like
of
that.
Land, right, or something like that.
Absolutely. Well, keep an eye on whatever happens there with the Chiefs and how that might influence or impact whatever might happen here with the Texans and their stadium situation. When we come back, time for What's Poppin', including the NBA teams here in the state of Texas stepping up and doing something really cool. We'll get to that next. It's In the Loop.